Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
The stranger that gives you life-changing advice. You see it in the movies or TV shows all the time. There she is on a bus. She's on the A train. And somebody says something so prophetic to her right next to her that it's a stranger, but it has changed her life forever. Or it's a bartender. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's normally a bartender. You go in there, you're down on your luck, you're doing a shot or whatever, and you share your problem with a bartender, and they have this golden nugget of advice that changes your life forever.
I think it's true what they say. Sometimes it's not necessarily the words that get you, but it's who it comes from. And for some odd reason, it just feels like when life seemingly puts you in a place to hear certain words from somebody who doesn't know your life at all, it just hits different, and I don't know exactly why.
It happened to you on vacation?
That's exactly what happened to me. Ooh. So as the vacation was starting, my plan initially was to spend a few days with my lady and her family because they celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve anyway, and so we could travel on Christmas Day to get to Thailand. But with all that I was going through, and some of it I knew what I was experiencing mentally, some of it I didn't, but I just knew I was in a dark place, and I just really wanted to be to myself. And I went to my lady and I was like, I'm gonna be honest with you. This is gonna sound bad, but I don't know if I want to waste a trip to Thailand on how I'm feeling right now. I don't want to be there and not be able to enjoy myself. Like, who wants to go that far and then not be able to appreciate it?
You have a very different attitude about this than I do. I'm like, hey, depression is depression. Do I want to be depressed in Atlanta or depressed in Thailand? I'll take Thailand every single day.
It's a good point. Sometimes spending that money, though, take you further into the depression because your problems travel with you, right? When you get off the plane, you realize that, oh, they're still here. And she told me, I get it, but I can't let you do that. Like, I feel like if I allow you to do that, you will regret this for the rest of your life. Like, we are in a position to be able to do this right now. It's planned out. It's ready to go. We have to just do it. Just give it a shot. And I don't know if that's because she cares about me or she just really wanted to go to Thailand. But either way.
Don't ask questions.
She wasn't letting me back out. So I said, okay, I don't want to ruin the trip for you. We already got some family that's going to be there for half the trip. I'm going to get through it. But I felt so bad and I felt so guilty at the fact that for some odd reason, I just wasn't as excited as I felt like I should have been. And my therapist reached out to me and told me to look up something called anhedonia, which I wasn't familiar with, but I did. And if you've never heard of it, it's like a psychological state where for whatever reason, things that used to really give you joy just don't anymore. Mm. And you know, you should be happy. You know, something is amazing. But you just don't feel anything and you can't get yourself to feel it. And I don't know if a lot of that came from me just focusing on a lot of the negative things that were going on in my life for so long that it got to the point where I couldn't even appreciate the good. And so I was like, this is ringing a bell because this feels like what I've been going through in a lot of ways. And so I was like, at that point, I'm gonna just go and whatever happens, happens. And sure enough, as the trip begins, we get to the first flight so late that my lady's bag doesn't make the flight.
No. That sounds like a very familiar story.
Oh, my God, man. And I'm going to get into this later in the week. But I asked her not to check a bag. Just try to have a carry-on. But it was like an 11-day trip. So we were going to be in different countries with different weather. So I get it. It was a struggle for her to do that.
Uh-huh. I'm with your lady on this. You got to have different outfits. You got to have options. Yeah. And if I'm checking a bag, it's because I want all my shampoos and my spray tan in there. And you can't take like a 9-ounce bottle of Saint Tropez with you. So your lady was right with this one.
And I hate the fact that I show up with these two small bags. She shows up with 14 bags. And she has to carry all of them, right? She's like, so I'm like, all right, this is how the trip is starting off. Here we go. So when we get there, it was a whole thing with her bag. And now we end up having to stay in Bangkok for longer than we anticipated. We were only going to be there originally for a few hours. But because we ended up missing the flight, which is a whole nother story, it ends up being like the hangover where we're in Bangkok for the night and didn't plan on it.
I love you, but traveling with you sounds like a freaking nightmare.
But it's not me.
I don't know a couple that has missed more flights or lost more luggage than the two of you guys.
Oh my
promise
God.
Y'all, it's not me. I am the most simple traveler in the world. She is not.
It's simple in the sense that you always missing your flights or you're always missing your bags.
Hey,
listen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, you know what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't going to throw under the bus.
A machine is only as fast as its slowest moving part.
You better believe it. Exactly that. So it was ironic how the beginning of the trip was working out in a way where it just felt like my luck is continuing. And I just was trying to shake the feeling off. And I didn't want to go into Thailand with this energy. I didn't even want to land there with this energy because I felt like it would follow me throughout the rest of the trip. And so I just needed something. I wasn't sure what I needed, but I knew I needed something that would help give me just a positive perspective shift. And as life would have it, so because we're stuck in Bangkok now, we get to a room. We had to book a room, and she wanted to stay in. I was like, I'm not staying in. We in Bangkok. I don't know if we're going to be here another night. I'm going out. Whatever happens, happens. And so I find a bar, which was that was my first experience. How there, I think it was 3-4 in the morning. I'm thinking, like, I don't even think anything will be open.
Yeah.
Everything was open. People were still going. It was still a night. It was still things happening. And so I sit down at the bar, and at first she was resting. She was going to join me after. So I happened to be at this bar alone, just kind of having a drink, just taking it all in.
Resting at 3:30 in the morning. That's called sleep.
We in Bangkok, man. How many times are you going to be? I'm not sleeping. I'm turning it into the hangover night. Uh-huh. Like, I'm whatever happens, happens type thing. And sure enough, I'm sitting there, and there's a guy who's sitting there alone as well. And he happens to be sitting right next to me. And I could tell he kind of wanted to say something, but at first he wasn't. Like, he didn't know if he wanted to bother me or not. And eventually he said something to me, and he just asked me where I was from. I told him. And we had a very brief conversation about where he was from, and he told me he was traveling the world by himself. That was just something that he did. He just came from London. He was on it. He was traveling Thailand, doing it all alone. And I just admire that. I was like, wow, that's incredible.
That's a special personality right there, man.
Unbelievable, right? And then out of nowhere, he was wrapping up his drinks, and he just says to me, he's like, hey, man, this, I don't know, you know, it's probably going to sound crazy, but God is telling me to tell you something. Can I tell you? And I'm like, I ain't going to. If God told you to tell me, I think for your sake, you better tell me. Like, you better deliver the message. Come on with it.
Could you imagine looking him in the eye and be like, nah, I'm good. You can tell God to shut up.
And he pointed to a clock, which, like, he was like, you see that clock up there? And I looked at the clock. I said, yeah. And he said, you notice anything different about it? And I said, I hate clocks like that. And I didn't think that we were on the same page here, but it was one of those clocks where the second hand doesn't tick. It just continuously moves like a Rolex. And I always hate those clocks because to me, it shows you exactly how fast time moves. Like if you just watch it, it's like, wow. And I told him that jokingly, and he said, no, that's exactly what that clock is supposed to do. So whatever it is you're going through right now, just know it's going to pass that fast.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you will ever be in a position like this in life to appreciate where you are, what you have. And in this moment, that's when my lady walks in. And he goes, is that your lady? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so you traveling the world with somebody you love? And I was like, yeah. He said, listen, I don't know if you're going through anything or if you're not. But I do want to tell you that God told me to tell you, whatever it is, be yourself. It'll all work out in the end. And whatever is happening to you, it's happening because it's supposed to. It's happening for your better good. So just be yourself and let it play out.
Woo!
That's all you got to do.
That's good.
He paid the bill. He left. And then when I went to pay my bill, they said he already took care of it. And that was literally the entire conversation. And just for some odd reason, everything just shifted for me just like that.
Did he have wings and a halo?
If he did, he had them under his coat. I didn't see.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.